All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District. Today's August 19th, 2026, 3:32 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Steve, your chair, would you like to start?
Yep, Steve Lasky, present.
Devin Anderson, present.
Lauren Warburton with CLA, District Accountant.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel.
Kira Carr, D.A. Davidson, underwriter.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at our office. Devin, do you happen, or Steve, to be at the anchor location?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
If one of you are at the anchor location.
No, we're not. I'm
Okay.
not.
No.
Did you do Snow Jensen as the anchor location on this one?
We did.
Okay.
So, Christy, are there any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right. Oh, Kristen has joined as well. Sam, welcome.
Hey guys.
So, make a note, Sam Elder is with us as well. All right, board, first up, our board meeting minutes from May 8th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I do think they're accurate.
Okay, Steve, could I get a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the May 8th minutes.
Thanks, Steve.
I second it.
Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Lauren.
Okay, so Michael, I verified we don't have any quarterly expenditures for the current quarter, but for the
Okay.
purposes of audit, do you think we should still get a motion from the board just noting that we haven't had any this quarter?
Yeah, when we do the motion on the financial statements, we'll just add that in. So.
Okay, all right. Then let me share my screen and go over some financials. So, board, these are as of June 30th. Starting with the balance sheet here, and I can make this a little bit bigger. Total assets were sitting at just over 2.3 million, with about 8,500 sitting in the capital projects fund, just under 2.3 million in the debt service fund, and then just under 12,000 in the general fund. Then on the liabilities side, currently looks like 27,538 sitting in accounts payable. Then moving to the general fund, so far total expenditures are 15,619, made up of those accounting and legal expenses that have come through so far. So that brings our ending fund balance to a deficit 15,619. This will be brought back up to zero, assuming that developer advances come through to pay for some of the invoices sitting in AP. Then moving to the debt service fund, so far total revenues that have come through $56,391. That's made up of the property tax revenues as well as interest income. And then we did have the bond interest payment made last quarter of $660,000, which brings our ending fund balance for the current year to just under 2.3 million. And then lastly, in the capital projects fund, not a ton of movement here, but we do have $386 of interest income that has come through, and then the $29,200 of capital outlay expenditures, which brings our ending fund balance to $8,567. Any questions I can answer on the financials today?
None for me.
Me neither.
Hey, what then I would need, board, is a motion to accept the financials as presented and also acknowledge that there were no expenditures for the second quarter.
I make a motion to accept the budget as presented and that there was no expenditures for the second quarter.
Thanks, Steve.
I second that.
Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, thanks, Steve.
Okay.
Okay, Aaron, do you want to take over?
Yep, I'd love to. And apologies for those who weren't on my benches. I just leave in a legislative hearing. So I am in my car currently, but I've got Kirsten from my team who has the authorizing resolution. Kirsten, I don't know if you could share that on the screen. But I will walk through the highs and lows. I just may need others to kind of pull the specific details. So the what's in front of you is an authorizing resolution, and this approves the form of the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution. And please stop me for any questions, but the designation resolution establishes the boundaries of the assessment area and creates the assessment area. And then the assessment ordinance is what levies the assessments, determines the allocation of the assessments, and then also allows for the allocation and reallocation of the assessments as lots are subdivided, or if you had a change in unit counts or something like that, it's the assessment ordinance that would allow for you to allocate and reallocate. What we've been working on is where CITLA owns some of the property. We've been working to finalize their comments, so that process is still going on, but the documents are in near final form, just a last few couple of items being worked through with CITLA and their council. So the authorizing resolution allows you to approve the forms of the documents and delegates to the members of the board the ability to finalize the documents, and then that's also subject to receipt of a signed acknowledgement, waiver, consent from all property owners affected. So that's the other piece that's been worked on with the development team and with CITLA. When the documents get finalized, when we have CITLA's signature, that's when they'll become effective, but under the authority that we're authorizing here today. Within the assessment ordinance, we've created a residential zone and a commercial zone. The total of the assessments, I believe, is somewhere around 28 and a half million dollars. Kira can give an exact figure, with roughly 4 million of that on the commercial zone and the remainder on the residential zone. And so for that residential zone, there's an ERU allocation, with each unit getting a share of the assessments. And I believe on the commercial, it's like an acreage or a square footage allocation for that area. So that's what's in front of you. Kira, did I miss any of the numbers?
No, I think you're good, Aaron. It's 29 million for the a little over 29 million, and then yeah, just under 4 million for that commercial piece.
Perfect. Thank you. So that's what's in front of you. Like I said, we're just, buttoning up the final details. I think we're also trying to get a measure of how much of the allocation, on day one would be on the CITLA land versus the developer-held property. So we want to incorporate that into the final version. So those are the details to finalize in order to start the 30-day contestability period. But like I said, the documents are substantially final for your approval. Are there any questions on the authorizing resolution, designation resolution, or the assessment ordinance?
Not from me.
No, not for me.
Okay. So if that's the case, and board, you feel comfortable, we could move forth a motion. The one other piece, sorry, I meant to add this, is I think we'll just add a note in the authorizing resolution that the board makes a finding that the Snoch-Jensen office is near to the district. We just have some language in the statute, board meetings be held near. They didn't put any kind of, parameters as near, 20 minutes, 5 miles. What does it look like? So we'll just add that finding into the resolution as well, if you're okay with it. But like I said, if there's no other questions or discussions, I think you could move forward with approving the authorizing resolution as presented.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the authorizing resolution as presented.
Kevin, can you
Second.
also amend to say that you guys find that the Snoch-Jensen offices are near the development, near the district?
Okay. And I find that the Snoh-Jensen offices are near the district.
Great. Thanks, Devin.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Kirsten, if you could send me over the resolution so I can get them sent out to get signed, I'd appreciate it.
Yep, I can definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. We just need to add in that language that I mentioned, Michael, and then we'll get that around this afternoon.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Aaron.
Hey, thank
Okay,
you.
well, if there's nothing else, I just need a motion to adjourn then.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
I
Aaron.
second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.